So, Noel, last time we spoke about the importance of men training, strengthening. Talk to me about why you feel that you can change men's life just by simple techniques.
So, like, for me, it's just a great feeling knowing that I can help my partner reach levels of pleasure that probably she's never experienced before. So, a sexual experience. So,
when I do meditations, Joe Dispenza, he does one. He says squeeze. He says about sucking the tube up your spine and squeeze and then hold. That's when you've locked in. And he says hold. And when you hold your breath, it amplifies the whole thing.
That's another tip for all you guys out there. Like, I let all of my energy, even like vocal energy, verbal energy, like go. Like, I don't restrict any energy.
That is life, that's it. When you're at an event and you're getting like awards on the stage, that's the peak of the night. Just sit up there, look out at the audience, look at the trophy, enjoy it, because when you go back down, that's it. Noel, last time we spoke about the importance of men training and strengthening their cock for better sex, which isn't just about sex, it's about better relationships with their partner, it's about confidence, testosterone, walking around feeling good within yourself that so many men don't these days. So many men just feel weak and their bosses just pressure over them. And it's so important to kind of be in touch with yourself to become the real alpha that we are supposed to be. Talk to me about why you feel that you can change men's life just by simple techniques.
For sure, man. Like, it just, the feeling that you have when you walk into the bedroom and you know that you are strong, that you have stamina, that it's just like if you meet somebody who is a long distance runner and you're not, and they say, let's go for a jog. Do you think that they're nervous that they're not going to jog well with you? Like, you're a novice, you're an amateur, like they're a pro. So imagine you being that professional runner every time you go into the bedroom, but sexually, it's like your partner is, they're going to be mind blown by whatever you show them because they're not a pro. You are. So like, for me, it's just a great feeling knowing that I can help my partner reach levels of pleasure that probably she's never experienced before. Like, every time sexually, I know that this will be one of the favorite energetic experiences, some of the strongest energy that my partner has ever felt, because I know her other partners aren't bringing the type of energy that I'm bringing. Like, it's the techniques and all this different stuff. Yeah, important. That enhances it. But just coming into the experience, knowing how to take your energy up without ejaculating is priceless to a sexual experience. So just that confidence, man, you walk into a room differently when you know that if I'm single or if I'm open to meeting someone, if any of these people in here meet me, we go on a date and we decide to go there sexually, I already know what you're going to experience. You don't know yet, but I know what you would experience. So that energy comes across and also allows you to detach from results. Like, when I go up and I talk to a girl, like, this has been this way for years. Yeah, I'm attracted to you. That's why I'm talking to you. But it doesn't matter to me at all if you choose to go on a date with me or have sex with me. I know what you would have experienced. You don't know. So you're just not, that's just not meant for us on the journey right now. Maybe later we might experience it, but there's someone else that is ready for this experience and I'm excited for them.
But it is amazing because even though the deed, let's call it, doesn't happen, you don't feel disheartened or your ego's not hurt because you know what would have happened. And so you walk away with actually this enormous confidence that, oh, I knew what was going to happen. And sadly, respectfully, it's your loss. It's also not my loss. It's no one's loss. But I have this, I know what I can offer. It's like when you are a great performer as a singer, and you go into a pub and give your card and he's like, I'm not interested. And you're like, cool, I know exactly what I could bring to this pub. I know your audience. I know the people that come in it. I know how much they'd spend. You've no idea what type of show that I put on, but that's fine because you're not in the mindset to work with someone like myself who can provide you more business. Maybe because you don't really want to grow as a business, or you need some lessons about, you know, invest in your business or you'll lose it, and you need to kind of lose it in order to really appreciate it. So all these things, you know, are lessons. But for me personally, how I feel just walking around after having sex for so long and not coming, I feel this again. I can only explain it as feeling like the alpha male in a pack of animals, knowing that I can just barge out the other males at any point should I wish. But mentally, not physically, mentally, like you can almost go up to any woman and just talk to them. And you just have this thing, this energy, this eye contact, this confidence, this glow, whatever it is, they feel it and they see it. Like the other day, I was at a party and this woman came up to me. She's married, partner's there. And she's like, "Is something really intriguing about you?" I said, "Is it?" And she goes, "Yeah, this." I said, "What, my face?" She goes, "Yeah." It's just something that you can't explain. It happens all the time, as it happens with you. There's just something about us that they can't explain. There's something like feel. And it all comes down to this knowing who you are. Like, I know who I am. You know who you are. We know what we can offer ourselves and people. And it projects as this glow, whether it's eye contact, like most people can't hold eye contact. I can with anything and anyone. But it all comes down to confidence. And if a man can walk around knowing what he can offer, even if he doesn't have to offer it, that confidence alone, you walk through life feeling good and feeling powerful, even though you never have to use it. It's almost like knowing jiu-jitsu. I know jiu-jitsu, hopefully never have to use it. But if any bloke tries to start, I know they're not going to stand a chance. And that confidence of just, I don't need to feel threatened by anybody because I know what I can do. It's confidence. It's exactly what jiu-jitsu is. It's you have it, hopefully, because you never have to do it. And that gives you that confidence.
Sure. That specific analogy is important as well, because I train my entire body from head to toe because, one, we only get one of these physical bodies. So why wouldn't we, you know, see what it can do, you know, like take it for a test drive, see what it can do. And like sexually, obviously, like that's my favorite way to use the physical body. But just like you, like I train, you know, in specific ways with kickboxing, heavy bag, like lots of MMA stuff. Like I love like ground and pounding the freaking, I put the heavy bag right on the ground and straddle it and just see how many elbows I can drop and all, just because it takes my testosterone up. And, but I know that I'm not going to be a magnet to where I actually have to use that. Like that from my frequency would have to be pretty shit for me to attract the situation to where I have to use that, because this type of energy is like, you're like bordering on like someone's gonna die or lose their freedom. Like you just can't be living life in this frequency and expect to have a long life here on this planet. So I know I'm not gonna, but it is fun walking around knowing that like I'm trained for that as well. So my advice to everybody is, take care of your physical body and like train it from head to toe and just start where you are. Like it doesn't matter to me if you haven't been exercising for 6 months. Like today, go take a walk around the block, and then tomorrow walk, you know, an extra block, and then watch what happens as you string together consecutive days. Like you'll see results, like in how you feel and how you look and all these things. And I think just what we talk about with the sexual stuff, the exercises, because we've never exercised them, you just see results so quickly. Like I if somebody did Kegels consistently for a week, I promise you, today is, we're recording this today on a Wednesday, I promise you by the following Wednesday, you will see results. Even just test it out masturbating. Like, damn, I feel stronger masturbating. Like you will see the results.
I just remember, right, whenever I got to the stage of fucking gonna come, I'd stop. And then you might shoot out a little bit. But after you told me about the Kegel exercises, there's no shooting out at all. You just squeeze. And then your body throbs, but nothing comes out. And then the more you do that, the longer you go the next time. And then you squeeze. Then you go longer the next time. And then you squeeze. And essentially, the longer you go and you squeeze, the longer you go. And again, if you've never squeezed before, you're just going to squirt. But if you do know how to squeeze, changes everything. From that moment of the night just going, the night goes. Whoosh.
Oliver, and then just side tip for everybody out there who's doing Kegels, you just make sure that on your last one, I like to do sets of 100. So it's like squeeze, release, full squeeze, full release. So I like to do 100, but on the 100th one, I like to time myself and see how long I can keep it squeezed. And this is important because I've already done a set of 100. So I've already used some of the strength from, the muscle. And so I'm really just testing now the stamina after I've already used some of the strength. So it's like, think about sexually, like you're using your body, you're moving. And then when it comes time for that squeeze, you're not going to be like 100%, like you've been using the muscle, for whatever period of time. So I like to see how long I can squeeze on that last one. And then that amount of time will increase every time you're doing Kegels. You're like, shit, I can keep it closed now. I can keep it squeezed for over a minute, over 2 minutes. Like I'll be doing like breathing exercises while it's closed. And this is a little tip right here for pleasure tip. And you guys can apply this for your own pleasure and like orgasms, like energetic orgasms without ejaculating. While you have it squeezed, like be taking breaths and be imagining your energy coming up from where your cock is or your vulva, ladies, and imagine you sucking your energy up through your body like it's a straw. So you're like, and then just keep sucking it up until it gets to the freaking crown. You'll have like, bro, I do my Kegels typically because I'm doing my cock exercises standing up. So by the time the energy gets to my head, I always like I'm standing with the wall behind me because I'll fall back into the wall every time because I just have this like fucking orgasm where my energy like through my mind. It's like a wild energy feeling. So you guys can do that I do that at the end of all of my Kegel exercises, just see if I can give myself a crazy head orgasm.
It's so interesting because that crazy head orgasm is essentially a blood rushing to your brain. It's squeezing like all the blood straight up the spine, the fluids, pineal gland activating. Like when I do meditations, Joe Dispenza, he does one. He says, squeeze, squeeze. He says about sucking the tube up from your bottom of your, probably exactly where the cock is, right? Up your spine and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and then hold. And when he says hold, that's actually when you've squeezed the Kegel. When he says hold, that's when you've locked in. And he says hold, hold, hold. And when you hold your breath, it amplifies the whole thing. And when you do it, your pineal gland is squeezed by your cranium or some part of the brain. Your pineal gland is squeezed. It's like contracted. And then crystals are released, which is the glow, the awakening, that hyperventilation stays. So believe it or not, when you're squeezing, you're actually activating the pineal gland, and that feeling that you get is a mixture of blood rushing to the brain and just your pineal gland just squeezing, releasing all these crystals. And that's so amazing that you forget, oh fuck, I'm still fucking. I'm actually fucking right now. And yeah, I've just had a pineal gland orgasm, and you're like, fuck, sorry, hang on a sec, hang on, I'll be back in a minute. Oh fucking hell. Your blood, your eyes are wide open, your energy centers open. You've just had this flood of, call it DMT release, right? From the pineal gland. And then you gotta get back to business.
For sure. For sure. Dude, when this is all happening that Oliver's describing, there's another tip for all you guys out there. Like I let all of my energy, even like vocal energy, verbal energy, like go. Like I don't restrict any energy. Like I want to see where it will go. So I'm loud as fuck when I'm fucking. Like my neighbors, Trey Songz has a song called "I Bet the Neighbors Know My Name." Like I'm super loud. Like it just because like I'm feeling the energy. Like I'm telling my partner how amazing it feels, and I'm like, I'm not. This isn't acting. Like this is like real. Let's see where the freaking energy can go. And if we're at a point in life for all of us that we can still describe our energy. You guys, if you guys have been watching Oliver's show and heard us talk before, you've heard me say this before, but all that language is humans doing our best to describe energy with words. And so we say happy, sad, depressed, bliss. But what happens when you're having sex or doing anything and you feel like, damn, this is blissful. But then what happens when it feels better than that? What do you call that? Now we've gone beyond what words can describe. And that's the realm that I like to play with and see where it can go from there. because it's infinite. Like there's no limit to how great it can feel. This is why relationships don't have to get stale intimacy wise sexually, because you haven't reached your limit energetically. You never will. None of us will. And that goes also in the other direction. So if you're feeling powerless and depressed, and we've all been there, and like, I feel worse because I'm still thinking about that fucking today. We don't have word for that either. And that's a real dangerous place for us to spend time. And I'm sure most of us have been there. I know I have for sure. So I like to go the other direction where I can't describe in words that way. And just know if you're still describing it, it's like, oh, that feels good. It goes way further than that.
It's like when I get to that really intense part, what I normally say at that point is, oh my fucking Christ. Holy shit. Fuck me. Oh my God. Like, because it's like so intense. It's like you basically an orgasm, but you're not coming. And it's just that 10 level orgasm for ages. And you're like, fucking hell. Holy shit. And then you do start to like go off. You like hyperventilate because it's so powerful for your body. Blood is just flooding your body. Energy is charged. You do lose yourself. And then like you may put your head down and just sort of keep going. And then you sort of wake up like, oh, fucking hell, man. Oh, God, I need to come. And you're like, no. Just keep that high, because that's as good as it gets. You come, it's over. And that understanding of, you know, grass isn't greener, you know, just ride it. This is life. That moment, that is life. That's it. When you're at an event and you're getting like awards on the stage, that's the peak of the night. Just sit up there, look out at the audience, look at the trophy, enjoy it. Because when you go back down, that's it. The night's over.
Bro, let me give, you just sparked this. So you guys thank Oliver. If you guys apply what I'm about to say right now, thank Oliver, because he just sparked this. I want to give a sex magic tip to everybody in the audience and to all of us. Like, this is just a reminder that you can use to manifest like whatever you want. Like, our sexual energy is the most powerful life force energy on the planet. And I'm writing a book on sex magic right now, and it's going to be really fun for people to be able to experience. But the ancient Egyptians, for example, when somebody in their community needed healing, they were having some type of illness or disease, depending on who you were, they would put you in the middle of a room and right in the middle. And then they would surround you and have a fucking wild orgy around you and take the sexual energy in the room up so high that it would heal the person that is needed healing. Mm-hmm. So like, our sexual energy is way stronger than what we can imagine. But what Oliver just sparked when you were just being like authentically describing when your energy feeling good, where you're like, oh my fucking God, like when you just did that, but that's what sparked this. My advice to all of us, you know, those things that you also say and the sounds that you make and all those things when you're like really feeling good. Next time you're with your partner, both of you close your eyes and first really think about, you've done this before for sure with meditation and visualization, Oliver. Close your eyes first and really get the feeling of something that you want to manifest. Like, see it, smell it, taste it, touch it, hear it, all the senses. Like, to where you just feel like you're experiencing it. And then let your partner know when you got it locked in, that feeling. And then what I want you to do is that what you just described, you know, you're going to make that sound and like say that thing when you're having sex, like, oh my fucking God, like, you know, that you're going to get to that point. So you tell your partner every time you hear me go, oh my fuck, and make that sound and say that thing that you said, I want you to trigger you going right back to that energy that you just created in your mind. And I want you to be living in that manifestation that you were just manifesting. And then you have them do the same thing to you. Like, what's something that you will authentically say? Like, if she moans a lot or makes a certain noise, like every time she moans, that triggers you to go back to that place where you're manifesting. And you guys will be playing in this energy where you're freaking like living in this manifestation. If it's something that you guys want together, even more powerful. If there's something that you guys can be playing with together, like you guys want to go on a trip or, you know, buy a house together. This for couples, man. Like, if I was in a monogamous relationship or with someone that I wanted, or right now there's nobody in my life so much that I want to like, except for the people that I want to create the community with that are partners of mine. Like, we talk about that. So that would be the thing with us. And actually, I will use this advice to myself and start doing that with them. But if there's something that you want to create with your partner, man, if you guys just do this and like play with the sexual energy, like watch how fast the synchronicities of life like kick in. Like, this shit is fun to play with, sexual energy. So You just try spark that. Try that out there, everyone.
So every time I come, when I'm having a wank, right, I always say the words, I will be millionaire by the end of the year. I will be millionaire by the end of the year. I will be millionaire by the end of the year. And I keep repeating it until like that energy, that orgasm is just out. It's over. I'll be millionaire by the end of the year. I'll be millionaire by the end of the year. Because I know at that point, my energy has gone, vroom, my energy field, if you measured it, just goes, vroom. So when I say those words, it's amplified. Something I haven't really done in my life, but I've done it pretty much every time now. Obviously, it's not the end of the year yet, so who knows? But the point is that when you understand words and energy and orgasm and everything to do with that, you realize that there is science behind it. And just say, like, say you have an ill auntie or whatever, you say, maybe not think of your auntie while she's about to fucking come, but just imagine Oliver, auntie
bring,
Hill, auntie Hill, you know what I mean?
Bring the end of the year into right now. That'll make it more powerful for you. So you already know this. So feel the energy of you being in the end of the year, whatever that means to you, and experiencing the millionaire like right now. Like for me, I see myself for whatever reason, I've never been there, but it sparked. Like before I go to bed, also what we're talking about, do this before you go to bed at night, and your subconscious mind will play with it all night while you sleep. Like Neville Goddard was huge on this. Like there's crazy stories that they documented where people just simply doing what we just described, putting the sights, sounds, feelings, everything of what you want to manifest right before you fall asleep, pass out, and then let your subconscious mind play with that. Like for mine, I see myself buying this awesome property for the conscious sex community in the south of France, overlooking the water right there. I've never been in the south of France, but it's really high up on my list to go experience. Like just feels and sounds bougie to me. You're in Europe, so you've experienced Europe. I haven't experienced Europe yet how I want to. So that's what I see. And then I fall asleep, you know, and that's when I'm manifesting during sex magic. Like I just see myself buying a property for the community and like enjoying life with like awesome people, having an awesome play party, you know? So yeah, for all of us, just bring that energy into like experiencing it now and then just have fun with it, man. Release it. Release how and when and who's going to be involved, all that shit that we don't control. And then just watch how the universe works.
So how would you say, what would you say the power of, visualizing something and repeating it in your mind versus just thinking about it once and letting it go? Because we're told to think about it and let it go, right? And apparently it works. But I know also people that they constantly think about that thing until it shows up, and then it shows up. So for you, what works for you? Repeating that vision and thought, or just simply putting it out once and then, oh, I asked for that last month and it's arrived.
See, the challenge with only thinking about it once is as we experience more life, we get more clarity on exactly how we want that experience to be. So it'll look and sound and smell and taste a little bit different today when I think about it than it did a month ago, because I'm an evolved person. I've evolved for a month. So it's just the releasing of the how it's going to happen and the attachment to it needing to happen now. Like I'll be happy when this manifests. Like that's why the teachers that say think about it once and release it teach that, because a lot of us, and I've been this way for sure, I used to be like gold medalist of I'll be happy when, like, and having these things that I want to manifest, but right now in the present being like, oh, I wish I had this, and I wish I had this amount of for me, it was always typically freedom driven. Like I want to have more money, more time, more ability to travel, all that stuff. And I don't think there's anybody on earth that doesn't want more freedom. I think all of us will always take more. So it's just learning to be, you know, appreciative of the freedom that I have now. And then that's what gives the space for the person that's going to help me on the journey, or what the idea that I have, or whatever it is. And so if you can think about your manifestation without attachment, without being like, oh, I'll be happy when, then the more you do it, the more momentum will increase and it will come faster. But if you're someone that you know yourself and you're like, every time you think about it, it's like, oh, I wish I had this now. Just know the universe only needs to know that you want that thing. Like before you even speak about it, like it's obvious that you want it because you've experienced life. And that first time that you decided you want it, the universe knew then that that's what you wanted. So you really don't have to give much more thought to it beyond that. It's just coming into the present moment and how authentically can I live now? This is so important, Oliver. I had 6,000 images in my phone, which was a digital dream board for me. And when I look at those images now, there were parts of those images that I look at life as a movie. So we've all been to the movie theater. We look at the screen. That's your life. And so looking at that screen right now, how many of those scenes that show up in your movie are things that you authentically would like to be there? Like if you were in the theater and you saw them, would you be excited to watch the movie? Or you'd be like, this movie fucking sucks. Like I want my money back, like a boo. Like there's so many phases. Like most of my life, I look at the screen and yeah, there were parts that were awesome, but most of the movie was like this, like the job parts and all this shit, like this sucks. Like this is boring. But now it's like, I look at that digital dream board and I'm saying, okay, which images in here can I experience in the movie now? There's some, I promise you, anybody that there's things in your movie, even if it's like a picture of like the dream body. Okay, there's the dream body. Can I start experiencing that dream body now? Well, get your ass up and go walk around the block today. there's things that you can do now in the movie that you desire in your life. And the more that there are scenes, because it's always the right now scene in the movie, it's always the now scene. So the more that the now scene can be authentic to what you would like to see if you're in the theater watching the movie of your life, the sooner that the whole movie turns into what you would like to see in the movie of your life. But as long as we keep allowing parts in that are like, I'm going to do this because I think it'll give me this result, or I'm going to do that because I think it'll give me that, the inauthentic things, which we talked about on the last episode that we did, then there's still more, you know, evolution to be had. And I'm not preaching to you guys, like I live the majority of my life, like this is in the last year that I'm like, okay, you're finally living authentically. Because before that, you were really authentic, Noel, but 99% authenticity to me is still inauthentic, because that 1%, that makes us not real. Like if somebody did a tester on a piece of jewelry and 1% of it was fake gold, it's gonna fucking register as fake gold. Like it's either gold or not.
Yeah. So the answer is keep visualizing what you want and feel that feeling as if it's come now. Don't just put it out once and then not think about it for 2 months. Like there is power in constantly flashing it up on your mind when you go to bed, or just acknowledging, you know, I'm grateful for this thing that's coming. Don't just put it out once and then never forget about it, because it's simply just not enough to really build up that momentum of energy to attract it, right?
And that's why doing it while having sex is a really great idea, because you're in such, I mean, hopefully you're in such a great energy while you're fucking, that to reintroduce to your mind, to your energy, something that you really want while in that great energy already, you're a match to it. Like that's why it's so powerful, because how you would feel if you snapped your fingers and had that manifestation now, you feel great. Like you feel happy, you feel excited, you feel fun. Like this is the way you would describe it. Well, how do you feel when you're having sex? Well, you feel happy, you feel great, you feel fun. So you're a match to it. So you're introducing something that you want to an energy that's congruent with that, versus sometimes we think about it when we're just sitting at home and we just looked at our bank account 20 minutes ago and we've got to go to work tomorrow. And when we think about it, like, oh, fuck yeah, I want this shit, but yeah, I got to go to work tomorrow. Like it's just, now it's inauthentic energy. So we're really keeping it away from us. We're not a match to magnetizing it in. So that's why sex is so important. And then before bed, you just want to make sure that you do it from a place of like just releasing the rest of the day. Like don't be thinking about the stresses of the day and then try to do this. I mean, it's, you might, your subconscious will also be working on all the stress in your life as well. So, you know, try to unplug, try to release, you know, from all the stress of the day, and be present to what we're talking about, the manifestation, and then fall asleep if you're going to use it this way.
Okay, right. Let's wrap that up there. Anything you want to plug or anything before we leave?
No, man. You guys connect with, if you go to my Instagram, and the Angel of Abundance, the link tree is on there, and you can see all the stuff I'm doing. If you go to my free email list, it'll send you an email that gives you free OnlyFans content. If you want that, like all the commentary videos that I do, like make sure you tune in to the last episode that I did with Oliver before this one. And we talk a lot about that. Like that's a wild ass episode. All of our episodes are good, but I appreciate you, brother. And I'm excited to continue to see your journey evolve and continue to see mine evolve. And all of you guys out there, I'm rooting for you to just see what you want to see on the movie of your life. What you guys want to see may not be it probably wouldn't be what I want to see because we're different. We have different experience. It may not be what Oliver wants to see in his because you guys are different. But you do want to see something in your movie, and you're divine just like we're divine. And I'm excited for you. I'm rooting for you to see what it is that you want to see on your movie. And don't settle for anything less than that. Just be authentic and live that shit out. You're the creator.
Don't settle for anything other than what you really want right now. Thank you very much, and I'll speak to you soon.
Thanks for listening. If you like this episode, please remember to subscribe, turn the bell notifications on, like the episode, and comment below. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's YesKingOliver. Take a look at the other videos to your side. And if you just want to listen to this podcast, you can do so on Apple and Spotify and most other platforms by going to talkwitholiver.com.